with all your heart, whatever you do. First, a quotation from Scripture, Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Married man, I urge you to pay attention to this verse. I'm drawn to the plain, simple, yet powerful force of this verse. Most of the time, the verse is expounded upon in sermons and referred to as the Christian's directive for our work life. The Holy Spirit revealed that this verse has a much broader application, especially for married men. Jesus has instructed us, in fact, commanded us, to love our wives. The only way we can do this is by surrendering ourselves fully to Jesus so that His love can abound in us. With His love and grace in us, we can love our wives like He loved us completely and unconditionally. I remember that when Karen and I saw the film Fireproof, it really spoke to us, so we decided to buy two copies of the book and go through it as a couple. Reading the book fostered our decision to seek a Christian counselor to get help with our relationship. George, our marriage counselor, was 74, and he had been married for almost 50 years. He was a former associate pastor and a mighty man of God. Going to see George was a real blessing for us. We learned many things and were reminded that a successful marriage requires a lot of hard work. It also requires you to have an open and understanding mind and a hearing heart. During my prayer time one morning, as I prayed about our counseling and the things we were learning, God spoke to me and said, "Be loving and kind to your wife at all times, no matter what." Right then, I made God a promise to be obedient and follow His instructions. Now, in moments of difficulty or conflict, I focus my mind and heart on Jesus. I ask the Holy Spirit to give me grace and help me walk in love. I have learned that when I am pleasing to the Lord, then I will be pleasing to my wife. Child of God, the next time you experience a moment of frustration, hurt, or anger with your spouse, be still and cry out to the Lord. In that moment, focus on your love walk and strive to please God with all you do. Do this in faith, knowing that you will have a great reward, a happy spouse, and a blessed and godly marriage. Lord, thank you for my wife and a godly marriage. Holy Spirit, continue to teach me and help me to walk in the love and peace of Jesus at all times. In Jesus, I can be pleasing to my wife and others. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.